Vegas Golden Podcast, a player per day. We are back to break down yet another Vegas Golden Knight heading into the season. I'm Case Kiefer. He's Justin Emerson. And we are going to be talking about Braden McNabb, his third year with the team, the very steady defenseman, has played in almost every Golden Knights game, only missed one game last season. And when you think of Braden McNabb, that's kind of what I think of, at least. Steady guy, consistency, and I feel like that's going to be what we get out of him again here as he enters his age 29 season.
So I played baseball growing up, and I always like to try to make, you know, the flashy plays in the field, you know, the diving plays, the jump
the
throws,
web gems,
that kind of thing. Yeah, you know, it was, you know, you emulate Derek Jeter at shortstop, you try to do that. So I say that because my dad would always tell me, hey, substance over style. That was his big thing. Substance over style. Don't try to be flashy. Just get the play done. That's Braden McNabb. He's not a flashy guy. He's not going to show up maybe in his career on a top 10 highlights list, but he's a steady, stay-at-home defensive rock on your team. That's what he does. He makes the players that he's paired with better. He makes everyone on the ice around him better when he's able to keep the puck in the offensive zone and dish it out to players who are going to get it at the net. He's able to break up rushes in the neutral zone. He's able to keep the puck away from the net in the defensive zone. He's got everything that you want as a typical stay-at-home defenseman. Probably not a lot of Braden McNabb jerseys getting sold around there, but this team would be in a very different place if it were not for Braden McNabb.
Absolutely, and you say he's not flashy, which I agree, but I will say there's always a couple times a season, or maybe even every other game or so, and everyone's obsessed with when Will Carrier or Ryan Reeves get hits. But I feel like when Braden McNabb really connects, there's nothing. There's no more beautiful hits than when McNabb just crushes someone against the boards.
Yeah, you McNabb. You're right. He kind of goes under the radar when it comes to the big hits, but the dude's 6'4" and 212. Like, He lays some hits, and when he does, it's fun to watch. You're definitely right about that one.
Yeah, so that's one thing I'm always watching with Braden McNabb, but I think you nailed it. He's the hockey version of you as a baseball player.
No. He is much better than
what you were trying to be. or style over substance.
Yeah, I don't want to insult Braden substance McNabb. I just totally ruined it.
Anyway.
Substance over style.
There you go, yeah.
By the way, Braden McNabb, 200 hits last year, third on the team behind Ryan Reeves and Will Carrier. So,
but if we were scoring those hits, giving a different number of points, I feel like he would be right up there. Underrated hit guy.
I think so.
We talked about yesterday how you loved the pairing when Gallant shook things up a little bit later in the season, and he wound up with Shea Theodore. Their styles really matched each other well. They kind of brought the best out of each other. You said that's what you would like to continue to see happen this year. But what about any indications? Is that going to be what's going to continue? Are we going to see Theodore and McNabb together from opening night here in a couple weeks?
It's kind of hard to tell just based off preseason. I think so, just because of just kind of a law of inertia kind of thing, that it worked at the end of last year into the playoffs. Why would you change it? Yeah, I mean, Braden McNabb could play with anybody. If Dylan Coghlan, a right-handed shot, were to win the job out of camp, maybe they want to pair him with Braden McNabb. Nate Schmidt and McNabb worked really well for about a year and a half. So McNabb's going to play somewhere on the left side, and whoever they pair with him on the right, whether it's a left-handed shot or a right-handed shot, is going to be better.
Yeah, so Braden McNabb. Yeah, I mean, what can you say? I feel like we've exhausted it. He's a guy that you can put with anyone. He's not going to hurt you. I don't know what else. That's pretty much sums it up.
I'm working on getting the numbers up right now, just kind of to show how much better players have been when they were with Braden McNabb and not with McNabb. So we'll start with Schmidt, because he was biggest partner of Braden McNabb for the first year. Moving on into the second year. So Nate Schmidt and Braden McNabb as a pair they sat at 50.59% Corsi, expected goals number 53-ish percent when they were on the ice together at 5-on-5. Nate Schmidt, without Braden McNabb, those numbers dropped. He was a negative Corsi player, was negative for expected goals. So not great. Shea Theodore, same thing. He was really, let's see, where to go. So yeah, Shea Theodore, a little bit different. Without Braden McNabb, he was 55% Corsi player, expected goal percentage 55, very solid player. With Braden McNabb, those numbers jumped up to 57 and about 58.5. So slight improvement, but basically supporting the thesis that players are better when Braden McNabb's their partner. And there are some other variables to play there. Theodore and Schmidt had shifted sides when they weren't with McNabb, so you don't know if that's a factor of them playing on the right side or just playing with McNabb. But one interesting thing that I found while doing some research this offseason was something that hurt my heart a little bit, because I do like Braden McNabb. I think he's a very underrated defenseman. Corsica Hockey is a great advanced stats site. They have a wins above replacement model. They found that Braden McNabb was about a third of a win below replacement level last season, which I found hard to believe. So he's a guy that I think is kind of a difference between maybe what the advanced stats say that he is and what you're seeing on the ice, because what I see is a guy who, I've said it a couple of times, is just makes his teammates better, makes the guys with him better. Some of the advanced stats suggest that he's actually a bit of a detriment to the team. I'll say that for as much of an advanced stat stan that I am, I would lean toward McNabb as far more valuable than that.
And you might not have it in front of you or remember right now, but was last year considered a down year, or was this pretty reflective of his entire career that he's always been a slight negative according to the stats?
Let me try to take a look. I would imagine that that's if that's what he was last year, I don't think that he was that much. I don't think that last year was a down year for him. It's having a tough time loading up, but I mean, McNabb's a good player, and like I just said, it kind of the divide as to which one you want to believe. My computer doesn't want to agree with me right now to find out about his career wins above replacement numbers, but yeah, he's good. I like him. I'm a fan.
Yeah, Braden McNabb, and another guy that is going to be around a while. The Golden Knights locked him up to a not very prohibitive contract. He's making $2 million a year. Still has 3 years left on that deal. So another one of these guys that, you know, you look at the Golden Knights core, and he's going to extend a little bit past this year. You think he's going to be around for a while for sure?
Yeah, he's $2.5 million a year for the next 3 years. That's a cap hit that's so low that it doesn't make sense to move. Like, this offseason, there was never any thought that McNabb was going to leave, just because I think that the team values him at more than $2.5 million per year, and the return that you'd get on a guy like that, probably not good enough to justify moving him. And why would you? He's locked in at a good value for three more years. Helps out Schmidt or Theodore or whoever he's going to play with. Yeah, that's one that you're happy to have. He's one of actually only three defensemen who are signed past this year. Rookies exempted from that list. Nick Holden, John Merrill, Derek England are all unrestricted free agents. So as of right now, Schmidt, Theodore, and McNabb, the only defensemen under contract for next season.
So that very interesting. We know that this year is kind of a pivot year in a lot of ways. There's going to be some younger guys on the team, but I didn't realize it was that small pool of defensemen.
What I think that you might see is, you know, maybe we had talked about it in the Merrill pod, maybe he gets a new contract, maybe Derek England comes back again. You would assume that whichever rookie defenseman breaks camp with the team might, be locked into that. So there's four or five guys. This is a place that you could add. I wrote a story about it in the offseason that right defense is the spot of biggest need for the Golden Knights, and getting a guy that could kind of help run that power play from the right side would be helpful. So that could be a position that they'd look to upgrade with the little bit of cap space that they do have next summer. So, keep an eye on that at the trade deadline. That could be interesting. And we've seen George McPhee not afraid to go get people. Kelly McCrimmon now, the kind of the brain trust there. They got Tomas Tatar, didn't work out. They got Mark Stone, definitely did. So maybe a defenseman come February.
Yeah, that will be the thing to watch. McNabb, we've spoke a lot about his defense and, you know, how that's where he's mainly going to live up to that contract. That's where he's going to give you production. anything you can say about his offensive game? I mean, I know he's never exactly been a force on that side of the ice. Four goals last year, five the year before. I just said I like the
guy. Don't make me talk about his offense.
We're trying to give a round about a full view of everyone's game here. So you can be gentle.
I mean, he's 15 points 2 years ago, 16 points last year. That's what Braden McNabb is. 24 points in 2014-15. That was a career high. The next year he had 14 points. So that's kind of where he is. I mean, he's going to put up points in the teens, probably on the plus side of plus minus for those who observe. And, you know, penalty minutes, very high. He has a lot of penalty minutes. That just comes with being a big body in the defensive zone. Just kind of comes with the territory. He's not going to provide much on the power play. He's going to be, I can't believe we made it this far without talking about him on the penalty kill. He is probably their best penalty killer on the among defensemen. He's going to be out there quite a bit. He's going to be racking up penalty kill time. So, yeah, that's kind of where he is.
Yeah, that's where there's some added value, too, that you know, maybe doesn't come across in the even strength numbers. He is a vital piece of that penalty kill. And last thing I would just say about Braden McNabb is really a very interesting guy. I feel like a little bit under the radar. I remember, I think he was the second Golden Knight I ever interviewed after the expansion draft, and he was telling me, like, all that he had to do to get to Vegas for that, because he lives in the off season, or at least at the time, I don't know what his situation is now, but just in like very, very remote Canada. And it was like an old West novel of him getting to the expansion draft. It's like, oh yeah, I had to hop on my horse at 3 a.m., paddle boat to the airport, get on a propeller plane. Not quite that crazy, but it is. He is one of these guys that is.
Yeah,
I do think he's from remote Canada. I believe some kind of farming background. An interesting guy in that, and you know,
he's a quiet guy. I've always gotten along well with him. I like to chat with him about defense, and he's in players when you kind of get into the specifics of the game, as opposed to kind of, hey, what did you see out there? If you ask him, you know, specifics, they like to open up a little bit more. McNabb's one of those guys. He likes to talk about the intricacies of defense, and you know, he played with Schmidt and Theodore. I did a couple of stories last year about the differences of him playing between them. So, good guy, farm boy, rural Canada, apparently, hitching the wagon and all that.
But time to get to the big city, because it's time to get to work for the Golden Knights this year. We like to finish all these off with a prop bet, usually from the Westgate Las Vegas Superbook, if applicable. Probably not to anyone's surprise, they do not have a prop up on Braden McNabb. Not a guy who's really going to light up the stat sheet. But that being said, we'll come up with one of our own. I guess this is just convenient. You mentioned his point totals the last 2 years, 15 and 16. How about I just set his over-under points at 15 and a half?
It's kind of splitting the difference, huh?
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. I think that's what it would be.
15 and a half. 15
so it's right in between what he's done the last 2 years.
That's interesting, because I think that it's going to depend on who he plays with, because I think if he plays with Shea Theodore, he's going to get more opportunity just naturally. Moving the puck around, maybe picking up secondary assists, that kind of thing. I'll go over. I think he'll be out on the ice. He already has an empty net goal in the preseason. Maybe he picks up a couple of those. I'll take the over.
All right. So after all that, you were just worried you were going to be too harsh on Braden McNabb like two questions ago that I asked you, and now going over on him. It's tough. I'm going to go under just barely. That would have to be a career year in terms of offensive production. And like we said, that's not really where he's at his best. So I'm going to go just a slight under. But Braden McNabb, going to be one to watch this year. Going to be fun to see him lay one of those hits. I know I'm kind of stuck up on that, but that's like one of my favorite moments of Golden Knights.
Sure.
Yeah, so be looking for that. I'm sure you'll get one in one of the first games. Only a week away now, and until then, make sure you make us part of your routine. Vegas Golden Podcast, player per day. We will be back every weekday. For Justin, I'm Case. Thanks for listening.